Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and we're still walking through Phase 3, Aspirational Sovereignty of the Sacred Rebuke Series. We've learned how order creates overflow. Now it's time to talk about the sacred architecture that holds it, because sovereignty without structure is short-lived. Anointing without systems will exhaust you. Peace without boundaries will slip away. Structure isn't about control, it's about capacity. It's how you build a life that can contain the blessing without collapsing under its weight. Because divine flow still needs form. Even light requires a vessel to shine through. We live in a culture that worships spontaneity but resists structure, as if routine kills freedom. But in truth, structure protects freedom. It's what keeps your energy grounded, your mission sustainable, and your anointing available. Everything sacred has structure. The body has systems. The stars have order. The breath has rhythm. Even the divine operates within laws that make creation consistent. So today, we're going to talk about the kind of structure that doesn't suppress your spirit. It supports your sovereignty. The kind that makes your peace portable and your power sustainable. Because a sovereign life isn't spontaneous. It's structured by spirit. Take a deep breath. Feel the rhythm of divine order within you and say it with me, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. I've always been a builder. I see systems before most people see problems. Structure is how I breathe peace into chaos. And for years, that gift became a foundation of my success. I could walk into any room, any business, any situation, and create order where there was none. I could turn ideas into processes, chaos into clarity, and confusion into consistency. That's part of my divine wiring, and I honor it now. But for a long time, I didn't realize there was a difference between building for survival and building for sovereignty. See, at first, my structure was my armor. It protected me from uncertainty. It gave me a sense of control when life felt unpredictable. If everything was systemized, nothing could surprise me, or so I thought. I built empires from that mindset, and it worked until it didn't. Because even strong structures can become prisons when they're built from fear. I realized that I was creating systems that ran beautifully, but I wasn't always free inside them. That's when I started shifting from rigid systems to responsive structures. I stopped building to contain life and started building to support it. I stopped designing processes to protect myself from pain and started creating frameworks that expanded my peace. And that changed everything. Because the structure didn't get smaller. I did. I stopped trying to be the structure and let the systems serve me instead. That's the sacred rebuke. So many people build structures that trap them instead of free them. They create routines that drain them, boundaries that isolate them, and systems that make them more robotic than radiant. But when structure becomes sacred, it feels like breath. It moves through you. It flexes with your seasons. It creates consistency without killing creativity. It holds you, not hostage, but holy. For me, sacred structure looks like rhythm, not rigidity. My systems flow around my sovereignty. My schedule respects my soul. My boundaries bless, not block. Because I finally understood that the goal isn't just to get things done, it's to stay aligned while doing them. And here's the truth. Sovereignty without structure leads to burnout disguised as freedom. And structure without spirit leads to success without satisfaction. But when you bring the two together, when you build with spirit, you enter the sweet spot where flow and form become one. That's when your systems start feeling like soul work. That's when boundaries become evidence of self-love. And that's when structure becomes sacred, not because it limits your life, but because it honors the life God trusted you to build. Let's go to the word for a moment. Proverbs 24, 3-4 says, "By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures." That verse isn't just about construction. It's about consciousness. It reminds us that structure built from wisdom becomes sanctuary. Because when you build with divine intelligence, the foundation doesn't just hold, it heals. Every house in the verse is symbolic. Your business, your boundaries, your body, your belief systems. Each one must be built intentionally if it's going to hold the treasures God intends for it. Habakkuk 2:2 says, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it." That's divine structure in motion. Vision transformed into blueprint. God didn't just give the vision. He gave the instruction to document it. Because writing is structure. Clarity is structure. Order is the language of manifestation. And in 1 Corinthians 3:10, Paul says, "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it, but each one should build with care." That's stewardship. That's sovereignty in action. Because when you understand that your life is a divine construction site, you stop rushing to finish and start respecting the framework. Structure is holy when it's built with grace. It's not about rigidity. It's about reliability. It's how heaven ensures that what's birthed through you can last beyond you. Here's the sacred rebuke. We love to shout about the blessing, but we rarely talk about the blueprint. We want the overflow, but we don't want the order that sustains it. We want favor, but not the formation. But God is a builder, not a magician. He blesses what's built to hold him. And when you build from wisdom, not worry, you'll find that the very structure you thought would restrict you actually becomes the system that sustains your sovereignty. Because what's built in spirit can't break under pressure. It adjusts, it adapts, it expands. That's what sacred structure does. It grows with you. Metaphysically, structure is consciousness crystallized. It's thought that's taken form. It's vibration that has decided to stay a while. Everything in creation begins as pattern, frequency organized by intention. Even light arranges itself through geometry before it becomes what the eye can see. So when you design systems, boundaries, and frameworks for your life, you're not just getting organized. You're participating in the original act of creation, bringing order to energy. Neville Goddard said, persist in the assumption that your desire is already fulfilled and it will harden into fact. That's metaphysical construction, blueprinting in consciousness until matter catches up. Florence Scovel Shinn called this divine order and taught that every thought is a building block. What we call structure is simply sustained imagination, faith arranged. When you build from sovereignty, your systems become spiritual technology. Your calendar becomes a covenant with peace. Your workflow becomes worship. Your boundaries become bridges for blessings instead of walls of defense. Because every structure built in awareness of source carries the vibration of grace. In physics, form defines flow. Water moves according to the shape of its container. Spirit works the same way. It flows according to the shape of your consciousness. So when you clarify your values, simplify your processes, and create sacred routines, you're reshaping your inner container for higher frequency flow. For me, this was the revelation that turned business into ministry. Automation wasn't cold, it was compassionate. It allowed energy to move efficiently so more life could happen through me, not just around me. Structure stopped being the enemy of spontaneity and became the evidence of my trust in divine order. Here's the sacred rebuke. If your life feels chaotic, the universe isn't punishing you. It's waiting for instruction. Energy will always mirror the architecture of your awareness. When you design consciously, peace becomes predictable. When you organize with intention, abundance becomes inevitable. Structure is the physical echo of faith. It's how heaven knows you're serious. It's how spirit recognizes readiness. Because every template, every timeline, every thoughtful system says, I trust the flow enough to give it form. And in that vibration, structure stops being strategy. It becomes sanctuary. Take a deep breath. Feel the foundation beneath you. You are the architect and the temple. Structure is not outside of you. It's built through your awareness. Let these questions help you create the scaffolding for a sovereign life, one that holds your peace, your purpose, and your prosperity. Number one, where in my life does freedom still cost me peace? What systems, boundaries, or rhythms would help me hold my freedom more gently without losing my center? Number two, what am I currently managing that could be systemized or simplified? How would creating structure here give me more flow, not less? Number three, where have I built systems out of fear instead of faith? Are these routines, partnerships, or strategies that once protected me but now limit my expansion? Number four, what does sacred structure look like for me right now? Is it a morning ritual, daily stillness, scheduled rest, financial order, or emotional boundaries? How can I make one of these sacred this week through intentional practice? Number five, what boundaries protect my energy and honor my sovereignty? Where do I still allow access that drains instead of delights? Number six, how can I turn one of my systems into spiritual experience? Could an email process become an act of service? Could automation become an altar to ease? Could my workplace become a sanctuary for focus? Number seven, what area of my life is calling for a new blueprint? Am I being guided to rebuild, reorganize, or release something I want structured differently? Number eight, what would it feel like to live in a system that mirrors my spirit? picture it. Feel it. What does a day look like when your routines flow like worship, effortless, intentional, and full of grace? Here's the truth. Chaos doesn't scare me anymore because I've learned how to give it shape. I've learned that structure is not a cage. It's a covenant. It's the agreement between me and Source that says, I will make room for what you're sending. Sacred structure is what allows me to live freely without falling apart. It's what keeps me grounded when blessings grow faster than I planned. It's what lets me expand without losing myself. Because when you build with intention, your systems become sanctuaries. Your schedule becomes self-respect. Your boundaries become blessings in disguise. And your structure stops being strategy. It becomes soul care. I no longer build from fear of falling apart. I build from the awareness that I am a vessel of divine design. A vessel that needs walls, not to confine, but to contain the flow. Because even rivers have banks, and that's what makes them powerful. The sovereign woman knows that. She doesn't rebel against order. She refines it. She doesn't reject boundaries. She builds them with love. She doesn't idolize control. She embodies clarity. Structure doesn't limit your creativity. It focuses it. It doesn't silence your spirit. It amplifies it. It doesn't separate you from Source. It gives Source a system to move through. Because a life without structure is like an open circuit. Energy keeps flowing, but never lands anywhere long enough to create impact. But when you build sacred structure, the kind that aligns with peace, purpose, and divine flow, everything that enters your life finds its place. Nothing wasted, nothing lost, nothing leaking. That's the secret of sustainability. To build systems that honor your spirit, to create routines that reflect your rhythm, to design a life that doesn't just look sovereign, it feels sovereign. So say it with me, out loud or in your heart. My structure is sacred. My systems are sanctuaries. My boundaries are blessings. And I know who I play for. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. In rhythm, in wisdom, and in sacred structures that make sovereignty sustainable. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthyholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.